Blackstone Audio presents E.E. Cummings, A Life, by Susan Cheever. This book is read by Stefan Rudnicki. For my son, Warren, and for our friend, Liam Rector. What I propose, then, is this, that you give Mr. Cummings enough rope. He may hang himself, or he may lasso a unicorn. Edna St. Vincent Millay's recommendation to the Guggenheim Foundation for her Greenwich Village neighbor, E.E. Cummings. Preface: A Visit to the Master's School. During the last years of his life, E.E. Cummings made a modest living on the high school lecture circuit. In the winter of 1960, his schedule brought him to read his adventurous poems at an uptight girls' school in Westchester, where I was a miserable 17-year-old junior with failing grades. I vaguely knew that Cummings had been a friend of my father's. My father loved to tell stories about Cummings's gallantry and Cummings's ability to live elegantly on almost no money, an ability my father himself struggled to cultivate. When my father was a young writer in New York City, in the golden days before marriage and children pressured him to move to the suburbs, the older Cummings had been his beloved friend and advisor. On that cold night in 1960, Cummings was near the end of his brilliant and controversial 40-year career as this country's only true modernist poet. Primarily remembered these days for its funky punctuation, Cummings's work was in fact a wildly ambitious attempt at creating a new way of seeing the world through language, part of a powerful group of writers and artists, many of whom were Cummings.